Trace the zigzags of Alexander's maneuvers, and you will see their grand strategic consistency. His quick actions against first Thebes, then Persia, worked psychically on his soldiers and on his critics. Nothing quiets an army faster than battle. Alexander's sudden crusade against the hated Persians was the perfect way to unite the Greeks. Once he was in Persia, though, speed was the wrong tactic. Had Alexander advanced, he would have found himself controlling too much land too quickly. Running it would have exhausted his resources, and in the ensuing power vacuum, enemies would have sprung up everywhere. Better to proceed slowly, to build on what was there, to win hearts and minds. Instead of wasting money on building a navy, better simply to make the Persian navy unusable. To pay for the kind of extended campaign that would bring long-term success, first seize the rich lands of Egypt. None of Alexander's actions were wasted. Those who saw his plans bear fruit in ways they themselves had been entirely unable to predict thought him a kind of god, and certainly his control over events deep in the future seemed more godlike than human. To become a grand strategist in life, you must follow the path of Alexander. First, clarify your life. Decipher your own personal riddle by determining what it is you are destined to achieve, the direction in which your skills and talents seem to push you. Visualize yourself fulfilling this destiny in glorious detail. As Aristotle advised, work to master your emotions and train yourself to think ahead. This action will advance me toward my goal. This one will lead me nowhere. Guided by these standards, you will be able to stay on course.